Ramsey TV.
The problem, ladies and gentlemen, I think you know this, is fatalism. Fatalism is saying to yourself that because everything is of God, because the world is on a crash course, and we know that the system as presently constituted is going to be destroyed. The challenge is to give a damn after receiving that news. And it's a challenge to me every day. I'm giving this talk because of comments on yesterday's video about how we feel dropped out of the world, how we feel not involved, and how difficult it is to jump into the reindeer games being played by Rudolph and all the other reindeer, Dancer, Prancer, Dasher, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, Blitzen. Hey, I think I just got them all. I should have won a radio contest or something. It is a challenge. And I'm going to address that challenge right now. This is Martin Zender. Welcome to another edition of the MZ TV. Our Lord got depressed many times, and he was exasperated many times. And we have record of him going into the mountains to pray before daybreak to be with his Father. That was his version of playing video games. That was his version of me watching Three Stooges videos. There's a lot of people in my audience that like video games. Now, here's my take on that. This is all related. And then I'm going to explain to you how playing video games relate to Jesus Christ going into the mountains to pray. That's a good one. Never heard this one before, have you? My motto is, you know, whatever gets you through the night. Actually, that was also a great John Lennon song, post-Beatles. Look it up. Whatever gets you through the night. The lyrics go, whatever gets you through the night is all right. It's all right. It's your money or your life. It's all right. It's all right. Don't need no gun to blow your mind. It's all right. It's all right. The alternative is a gun to blow your mind. And I am willing to bet that 75% of my audience have contemplated at one time in their lives suicide. I personally do not understand why five times the people that do kill themselves every day, I don't know how they avoid killing themselves. I mean, it's a mad, 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 mad world. Also the name of a popular film starring Jimmy Durante. But it is a mad world, and it's getting madder. And I really need to make a show on a comment somebody made like 5 days ago. I was talking about how my technical problems drive me crazy and they push me to the wall and they depress me. And this woman said, and I don't blame her for saying this, but I had to correct her and I did it in the comment section. She said, Paul would really say we were wimps. Because the problem I was telling you about was a technical issue, and it's like, oh, poor Martin Zender, he can't get his YouTube up in good time. Oh, his upload speed got slow. Poor guy, he's really suffering evil for the evangel. Too bad he's never been stoned or shipwrecked. And I might have commented that it would be more exciting to be shipwrecked, and if you're stoned, at least you die, and your problems are over. Couple ouchies, and you're done. It's preferable, I think. I honestly do. Especially knowing that God sews in a little glitter at the end to help you get through it. Stoning lasts, what, 5 minutes? And you're done. This shit lasts a long time. Technical problems. I've been fighting them for 27 years. It's the conglomeration of them, my dear. It is the one after another after another after another. It's the straws on the camel's back that accumulate to the size of the Empire State Building. That's what does us in. Somebody else said, but Martin, you know, are you telling me that these days are worse than the days when they beheaded people? And of course, I made my usual comments. Oh, no, I'm sorry. This guy said, in the days when they used to burn people at the stake. Yeah, in the days when they used to burn people at the stake. And, you know, a question like that would initially throw you back. and say, "Wow, wow, is this day worse than days when they used to burn people at the stake?" Yes, definitely. These days are worse. Those were isolated incidents, but the thing today is that there are so many. There's so much evil. It's so saturated in every aspect of society that these isolated incidents, like in the Middle Ages where they burned people at the stake, it's not like happened every day. People just didn't get burned at the stake at will. Today, children get shot at school on a whim. People get shot in movie theaters. It's terrible. So I was making these cases, and I explained to Paul in, of course, 2 Timothy 3, saying that in the last days, perilous periods will be present, and made the case that Paul looked at our day as the worst, our day that we're now living in, are the perilous periods Paul prophesied concerning. And even he thought that these days would be worse. And then somebody else commented, and this was brilliant. He said, yeah, on top of that, we still burn people at the stake. That hasn't gone away. And of course, he's talking about the Islamists, the militant Islamists who burn people to death, throw them off buildings, crucify them, and all these wonderful things. So all these medieval horrors and terrors of torture that happened in the Middle Ages, are we clear of them? No, we're not clear of them. And add to that all the modern problems of poisoned food, poisoned air, poisoned water. Everything's compromised. The race is compromised. All the systems are compromised. They're all fouled. They're all soiled. And that just speaks of the physical systems. The spiritual welfare of people is crashed. I mean, it's just the people are on depression medications and present company not accepted. And it's just a nightmare. And so the suicides are happening every day, every day. They didn't happen that much back in the day, even when people were being burned at the stake. These things were modern phenomenons. Depression medication, modern phenomenon. Suicide, modern phenomenons. And it's based, a lot of it is on the complexity of society driven by Satan, and also the intoxicant of Babylon, the entertainment industry that puts us to sleep, makes us susceptible to horrible suggestions, drives us to the brink of extinction by our own hand. So it is these things that cause us to tempt us to give up and not fight anymore. And so in order to relieve your mind of these complexities of modern living, you play video games. I totally get it. When I first started this work in 93, I had a computer and it had this little golf game on it. You probably remember it. I forget what it was called, PGA something, but it was very primitive by today's standards. But when I used to get frustrated about some theological issue, when I wasn't throwing my Bible across the room, I would play this golf game. It'd be like, and I would just mindlessly, do an 18 whole thing. And when I started on hole one, I was so relieved. It was like, I have 18 holes. I don't have to do nothing. I don't think about anything. I can just mindlessly enter this fantasy world, stay there, take a break to go to the bathroom, get something to eat. And I totally get it. It's an escape. And I relate it to Jesus going to the mountains to pray. But there's one major difference. Thank you very much. Is that Jesus Christ is communing with his Father, looking for strength. He's not escaping. It's an escape in a way. See, that's where the similarity lies, but the similarities disappear when Jesus is escaping and going towards something. I don't know what you go toward with a video game, or even what I go toward with my Three Stooges videos. It's just a temporary reprieve. Jesus Christ also had the temporary reprieve, but it was filled. It wasn't a void or a vacancy. It was filled with praying, talking to God, not getting any answers, of course, because as I've told you before, Jesus Christ, when he prayed on the mountains, heard the same thing that we hear when we pray, and it's this. Yeah, that's what the Son of God heard when he prayed. You ready? We're going to do it again. When the Son of God prayed, the Son of God prayed to his Father, this is what he heard. Damn, that could be potentially depressing. Isn't he listening? But he is. He is. Just doesn't talk much. That's why I babble every day on this show. Give you something to hear, give you something to listen to, and I'm hearing from God in the Word, and I give it to you. It's so nice to hear people talk, to touch people, isn't it? And the problem with our escapes is we're not touching people. Yes, I recommend you go out and touch someone. It's, in many ways, it's to be preferred. But anyway, consult your doctor before following this advice. But fatalism. Fatalism is, well, the world's crashing. We can't do anything about it. But that's not true, because you need to understand we live in the relative world. We relate to other people. We have to do things to solve our problems. Somebody was just talking to me about this today, actually kind of scolding me in a nice way. Martin, you're suffering, but you need to do positive things to get out of it. And I know that it's so frustrating to do that because of all the failures. You try and you fail. You try and you fail. You try and you fail. And after a while, you just say, I give up. That's it. I'm done. I've done that with relationships. You try, you fail. You try, you fail. And then I'm not going to go through that anymore. You don't want to suffer anymore. So take that and apply it to almost every other thing in life that you fail at or that frustrates you. You just want to give the hell up. And the older you get, the more inclined you are to give up. But you have to fight it. I understand the moments of reprieve, the hours maybe that you need to disappear, but let it be temporary. I don't condemn any of it. I get it. I do not condemn any of it. Let it be temporary. And we cannot be those people who just sit around waiting for Christ to come. I talk about the snatching away all the time, and some people think that I'm of the disposition that, well, Martin's just waiting for Christ to return. He's not doing anything. Well, obviously, that's not true. I'm making a show every day, and I'm running. Even though that's not a scriptural activity, I'm doing something. Why would I try to improve my body if I think that my body's going to be changed anyway in a short period of time? Well, that's a good question. I guess it's because I want to feel good today. I want to feel good tomorrow. If there is a tomorrow, I might as well be ready for it and not stuff myself with chocolate today, even though I ate 4 chocolate bars yesterday. But that was yesterday. Today's a beginning. Today's a new beginning. Yes, today is the first day of the rest of my life. I haven't had any chocolate so far, but it's only 5 p.m., so don't count me out. So it's the percentage of time that you spend wasting your mind. But it's not a waste. I don't think video games are a waste. And I don't think watching the Three Stooges is a waste. I think it's desperately needed in these times of complexity. But if you do it all day, you got a problem. If you do it all day, you have a problem. I am encouraging you to do constructive things. I'm even tempted to ignore my family, my grandkids, my kids. Not ignore them, but just like, you know, it's going to all disappear soon, so why work on it? That's not good. But I tend that way too. But you have to fight this. I'm encouraging you all to fight this. This is not a good reflection on Christ. Christ does, he wants us, and Paul would want us to occupy ourselves in thinking about the return of Christ. We're supposed to do that. But while we're doing it, let's occupy ourselves at least half of the day. Come on, you can do this. You can do this with relationships, with practical things that are going to improve our lives, whether it's exercise or reading a book. You can't play video games all day. Don't do it. I'm not going to watch the Three Stooges all day. I mean, if I watch it for over an hour, I start to get uneasy. Like, Jesus, I'm wasting my time here. So, but in a way, when I get back to work after a Stooges break, my work is much more productive because of that break. So there's where I admit, of course, that the break is needed. But I hesitate to recommend these breaks when they're inspired by the fact that the Lord's return is imminent. That's, you see, I would recommend a Three Stooges break or a video game break all the time. If the Lord's return is 100 years away, I would recommend it. If it was 100 minutes away, I would recommend it. So if there's a difference in what you are doing because you believe the Lord's return is imminent, as I do, then that's not good. That's not good. We don't know for sure when he's returning. But I'm telling you the truth. Maybe this is because I'm crazy. I don't know. But if I knew for a fact the Lord was returning tomorrow, I would go out for my run tonight. Because that's what I do. Something about it makes me feel good. Something about it makes me feel productive. It's still selfish. Even working is selfish. Doing something productive. You work 8 hours a day, you think it's a great sacrifice. No, it's selfish because there's something about it you like. It makes you feel fulfilled as a person. You're happy to be making money or to be providing for your family. I'm constantly saying, I'm suffering evil for the evangel. And I am. But there's something about me that likes it, or else I would do something else. It was so damn miserable that I hated it, then I would do something else. I can still complain about it even while, you know, knowing that there's something about it that is good for me, that helps me, whether I'm contemplating a reward or whether it's just the satisfaction of changing someone's life with information. I'm in an information war. And so up till the last day of our time here on earth, I got to provide people with the right information. Up till the last day of your time on earth, you should be taking some care of your body. Some people would say, well, if I knew the Lord was going to return in 24 hours, I would go order 10 orders of French fries. I would get 5 milkshakes. I would call a prostitute and pick up a carton of Milk Duds. Yeah, okay, well, you could do that. But somehow, I don't think most of you would. I think most of you would spend the time in quiet contemplation. I think that most of you would still have a sandwich for lunch. You would still drink water. You would still put a couple of bananas in the blender. This is what I recommend. I want you to do this. Blend your bananas. Please, blend your bananas. Brew your coffee. Yes, please, simmer your rice. Soak your Cheerios in whole milk. Do it. Even if the Lord's, even if you knew for a fact that the Lord was coming back tomorrow. Oh, the Lord's coming back tomorrow. I'm going to fly to Las Vegas and get 5 hookers. Oh, you could, but I don't recommend it. Because up till the last, we want to be proper display vessels of God's Spirit in us. Don't we? I do. I don't want to blow it. I don't want to do something stupid. I don't want to do something. Why would I want to do something stupid an hour before Christ comes? That'd be stupid to do something stupid an hour before Christ comes. If I'm going to do something stupid, I'll do it whether his coming is 1,000 years away or 10 minutes away. I'm going to do something stupid. But I'm not going to do something stupid because he's returning soon. So if you want to waste your life, you can waste it whether his coming is 100 years away or 10 minutes away. Go. You can waste your life. But don't waste it because his return is imminent. Am I making my point? Don't do it because of that. Even if you knew 100% sure. We're not 100% sure when he's coming back. Even if we knew 100% sure. I don't believe I would change anything. Wait a minute. You know what? Yes, I would. I would call my family. I would make sure everybody was good. I would make sure everybody was fine. So I would do noble things, and I think most of you would, if not all of you. I think you would do noble things with the last 24 hours of your time here on the planet. So I want you to think of every day as an opportunity to do noble things. I want you to think of every day now as an opportunity to glorify God in your bodies. You're free to screw up. You're free to make mistakes. You're free to blow it. I don't want you to make mistakes, screw up, or blow it. I don't want you to. If you do make mistakes, learn from them. Don't make the same mistake twice. When you make it, cut yourself slack. Don't make the same mistake again. Strive. You're not striving for salvation. Hell no. That's a free gift. We're striving to present ourselves living sacrifices to God. We want to be well-pleasing to God. We need our breaks. We need our time in the mountains / time with our video games, our golf programs, or whatever. Three Stooges videos, whatever you do, whatever gets you through the night. We need that. But don't let it overoccupy you. And for sure, don't do it because you think the Lord's return is imminent. Jesus told a parable one time of a servant who was, when his master returned, he was working. See, we don't have to do that in order to get our pass to heaven. No, we don't have to do that. Paul says, whether we're watching or drowsing, we will be snatched away together with him. So you can eat those milk duds at the whorehouse in Vegas, and you'll still be snatched away. But would that be a good reflection on the Christ life within you? I'm thinking not really.